This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go ahead and take some of these phone calls. We got Betty calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the show. What say you, Betty?
Hi, Bradley. I just wanted to say, how is Trump going to deal with knowing the fact that he's got so much blood on his hands?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866.
You got a delay going on in the background. I was going to say, Betty, we're listening to Bradley Dean, aren't we? Hey, just like any other man, he's going to have to answer for everything that he's done in the body. And it tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5:10. It's appointed unto men once to die. That's in Hebrews 9:27. And everybody's going to the throne of judgment, regardless if they want to or not. And everybody's going to answer for every idle thought, in every idle word, in everything they do and everything that they don't do. That applies to every single one of us. So he's going to have to answer for what he does, but the American people are going to have to answer for what they don't do and allowing a Donald Trump to continuously do the things that he does. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I can't imagine what it's like to be so evil. I have
You're right.
A problem with that.
Well, they don't think like me and you, Betty. They don't, people don't realize these men, they haven't been raised the way that we've been raised. They've been given a throne of do whatever you want to do, how you want to do it. They're despots. They think they're above the law. They're born with silver spoons in their mouths, and then they're raised up and then they're given the throne and then they do what they want to do. But people got to realize as well that they're just puppets in the hands of their masters. And that's what the people have to come to the realization of, that when we deal with those, and I'm talking about the corrupt representatives, it shuts the door and it cuts the string on those that are calling the shot behind them. So the American people need to take their government back. They really do, Betty. But again, I think it only applies to us all the more that the people at large are allowing a Donald Trump to continuously do the things that he does. What are your thoughts about January 6th when it comes to the fact that there's so many people, innocent patriots, that are being prosecuted now? The Oath Keepers, two of those were just prosecuted. And isn't it interesting to you that Donald Trump is running for president in 2024, and yet all those other people are being incarcerated and prosecuted, but yet Donald's running for the president? If that doesn't tell you that he's a part of the said globalists that think they're above the law, I don't know that I can help anybody. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I definitely agree with you. All these people went to support him, and he dumped on them. I have a question. I heard you say in the past that we don't have to select between the two that are on the ballot. How do you do that? Just write their name in? Because doesn't that get erased then?
Well, no, I mean, when you're talking, I'm talking about the two-party system. I don't know if you're talking about me or Tim, but if it comes down to the two-party system, it's completely unconstitutional. When you read the Constitution, which I have right here, if you're watching me on social media platforms, I have it up in the air for you. We are a constitutional republic. There is no such thing as a Democratic Party, no more than there is a Republican Party, more than there is the other 98 other unconstitutional party affiliations. So when it comes to, who you vote for, you're going to have to just sign in as to their names as to who you want to vote for. But it's really, it's even getting to the point now, Betty, and I think that we're past that line as well, where many people are now coming to the realization that even if we vote, they're still going to twist the lies. They're going to still twist it, and they're still going to manipulate the vote, especially with all the people that are now being prosecuted for voter fraud that the mainstream media doesn't want you to believe exists. So it's just really time in this country where lawfully the people have to stand up and revolt, and they need to begin to impeach and prosecute those that are violating the Constitution. And that's all found in provision as well in the U.S. Constitution. We can do this legally. I'm not for a revolution, but the revolution has started. We're all a part of it. We all live politics. Therefore, we all have to get involved with what's going on here and begin to hold these men and these women accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of committing against us.
Yeah.
So anyways, with that said, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. When tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. First of all, I want to say this. We've heard to that comment given unto us by the third president of the United States of America, the architect of the Declaration of Independence, mind you. So I want you to know where that's coming from. But I want us to all come to the realization, folks, that it's not law. What they're doing is undermining our law with policy. Okay, so when they're talking about how they're creating new laws and they're legislating new laws, wait a second. It's all null and void unless it's congruent with the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3, Article 6, Section 2. I want to make clear as to what I'm saying here. So you know who's breaking the law. And I can also premise this, of course, first and foremost, on Scripture. And I'm going to lay this to all of those that are watching and all those that are listening to me right now. When you read Psalm 94:20, what does it say? Shall the throne of iniquity, lawlessness, have fellowship with you? Americans, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you if you're a law abider? The Bible says they frame mischief by a law. How is it that two can walk together unless they be agreed? How is it that the American people can be at peace with those that are violating their oaths? And again, I'm not here to create revolution. No, I'm here to create peace. But the only way that we're going to have a real peace is when we get back to God's law and his statutes and establish them upon the heads of the wicked. Common sense comes into play. You heard during the break, as a matter of fact, thank you, Lord. You just heard during the break about all the crime that's taking place in New York. You're hearing about all the crimes that are being committed in California and in other parts of the United States. Why is there all this crime that's on the rise? I want to tell you why. And I want you to see something here. What it really is a revelation and an exhibition of those in law enforcement that are not doing their job. See, because the government was to restrain men from sin and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, those criminals in New York and in California would be afraid to break the law. But they're not afraid to break the law. No. They're encouraged to break the law, and when we come back, I'm going to show you exactly why in California as to why they're encouraged in breaking the law and what it is that they're doing in California right now in breaking the law. We're going to take a quick break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just asking the question, when we look at Scripture, okay, I don't know what just happened there. But what I was just saying, friends, is when we look at what we were just talking about is how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And I'm talking about Amos 3:3. And then I was thinking of Psalm 94, verse 20, and it says, how is it that they can establish the throne of iniquity, and how they do it is framing laws by mischief. That's what's happening. The purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. We just heard during the break, right before the last segment here, as to beware when you go to California. No, let me just say it this way, and I'm not saying it to be cocky or arrogant, but I'm not going to go to California, and I'm not going to go to New York, and I'm not going to go to Minneapolis or Chicago. Not that I'm not going to be watchful, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to be the guy that the bad guy doesn't want to assault. When the American people get that on, it's all going to change. See, but as an individual, that's what we're all having to do. We should always be aware. We should always keep our eyes fixed and be aware of our surroundings and who's around us. No doubt about it. But if I go to New York, the bad guys need to watch out. If I go to California, the bad guys need to be careful with who they assail. And again, talk to my wife. Talk to my children. My children live by that rule, too. Yes, we're a free nation, but we see a government that has gone rogue in encouraging criminals to do the things that they do. I want you to see something just to prove the point. You want to know why criminals in New York are encouraged. Do you want to see why criminals in California are encouraged? Well, you do know Gavin Newsom, who is a plant, and know the people in California didn't vote that communist in. Matter of fact, they voted him out, and the powers that are tolerated reestablished his position to continuously assail those people in the state of California. No doubt. And we all know what I just said is true. We know it's totally true. But in California, do you know that Gavin Newsom, that they said legislatures set a high end to criminals in that state that you can steal anything up to $950 and avoid prosecution? Did you hear what I said? In California, Gavin Newsom and the said legislators there have encouraged criminals to steal whatever they want up to the value of $950. And if it goes over one penny, they can be prosecuted. Here, let me show you what's happening at an Apple store in California, lest you think that I'm making this up. This dude right here is walking through an Apple store with his friends, stealing Apple phones off of the counters. The employees are telling everybody to just let them go, to let them do what they want to do. This is what the government in California is encouraging. Okay? They're encouraging. Look at how these criminals are having a free hand at stealing goods in California. Why is that happening? Because the governments are the ones that are allowed to do the things that they're doing, because, again, it comes back to the people that are tolerating these crimes. Folks, this is about as simple as it gets. And listen, the conservatives of the day do everything but point the finger at the responsible party. They get you caught up in blaming the right and the left for what the American people tolerate. That's really the truth of the matter. Hey, let me say this, folks. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it. Thomas Paine said that. But if we're going to do nothing more than just sit there and complain about what we tolerate, then we deserve what we get. What was it? 2 days ago, speaking of crimes that are being promoted, they're trying to normalize the crimes of the people in hopes to break down the people morally so that they might have more control over the people. They're trying to Europeanize America. That's what they're doing. But I want you to see this really quick, because this is another sign of why crime is running rampant, because they're being encouraged by the said government to go ahead and do so. Did you know that just last week, Breitbart reported California's releasing pedophiles on the populace? Did you hear what I said? California's releasing thousands of pedophiles back onto the streets in America. Why? Oh, as a matter of fact, just to give you in great specificity the number that many might be asking themselves. So when you say thousands, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, more than 7,000 persons convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with children under 14 years of age have been released in the same year that were convicted back onto the streets to make your children a prey to those that left undone when it comes to justice. You see what's happening here? Those in government, friends, are not doing their job. The whole purpose of government is to restrain men from violating law, God's law. As a matter of fact, this is the same oath that the said representatives swore to uphold against those that are committing the crimes. They're not, folks, they're not there to prevent the crime. They're advocates to the crime. And is someone out there suggesting to me that this is what we need to submit to? Absolutely not. Nobody in their right mind would submit to this lawlessness. This is insane, what's happening on so many different fronts. Look at going to the topic of abortion, speaking of government, since when did it become government's job to murder its own children? Since when did it become government's job to recreate marriage, which is the institution of the church, not the state? Right? The lines between church and state. See how it works for them whenever they want to switch something up? They just use it against the people? I just highlighted the last week, for instance, we're talking about this topic. John Whitehead and his wife, Nisha, wrote, they're from Rutherford Institute. They're Christian constitutional attorneys. They just released a statement stating that the government is expanding their power to kill the people. Of course. They're restricting the people while they're empowering corrupt agencies. And we've seen this for some time, and this all has been blown in the wind. Folks, I'm really serious when I say this. We need to get a hold of the Word of God, and we need to enforce the Word is what we need to do. If we're going to be found amongst the faithful, that's what we need to get back to. We need to get away from these conservatives that are doing nothing more than telling you what the problem is. And I'm telling you what the problem is. Yes, indeed, I am. But I'm also telling you the result. I'm telling you to bring about a revolt. I'm telling you, absolutely do not submit. I am saying it without reserve. I'm telling you, they have no lawful authority to do the things that they're doing. Now, let's go back full circle concerning what we were talking about during the first segment. I was talking about all the people that were dying from the vaccinations. Oh, clearly they are. Clearly they are. In spite of all of the information that we have been given, there's a new documentary out there, Died Suddenly, has millions upon millions of views, which is fantastic that we're getting that information out, and I praise God for others that are willing to do what we've been doing since the beginning of this pandemic. With all that information being released to the people, by the way, there's tens of millions of views on that documentary because the people know there's something wrong. The people know that the truth is being censored. The people know that they're under attack. In spite of all of that information, this last week, I've given you information. I even played the video of Anthony Fauci once again. He's not in jail. He's not been incarcerated by Rand Paul. Don't remember, Rand Paul was merely set up for false pretenses. The great American appeaser, Rand Paul, was fleecing his constituents for more money while his wife, he was grilling Rand Paul, or Rand Paul was grilling Anthony Fauci. Remember, his wife was buying up stock in Remdesivir. That's Rand Paul.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers in Ford unions that deal with heavy freight, workers in Ford unions that deal with freight rail were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup, falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is very much a prophetic ministry. It very much is led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. If you're asking the question, why is it that we're talking about this, and then all of a sudden we're talking about that, but notice it always comes back to the main topic. It does. It means that somebody needs to hear that in particular. I do events with thousands of people in them. And I will ask the question about 10 minutes into the event. Is everybody getting anything? Are you all getting something? Without fail, ask people that have been to the event. Every hand will go up into that room and they will say, yes, keep going, keep going, keep going. When people go into a restaurant, not everybody orders the same thing. And the Bible says those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be filled. So when you listen to this radio show, you in particular, especially if you're hungry and you're thirsty for righteousness, the Lord knows that, and that's why we go on these little bunny trails to hit the topic or give you that which it is that you long for. If you look at the prophetic people throughout the Word of God, it's exactly what they did. They're saying one thing, all of a sudden they stop and they go a different direction. See it all the time. That's the function of this ministry, because people need to be fed, and there's a lot of people listening. And not everybody understands, but those that are hungry, they know where to go when they want to get fed. John 6:35. We feed on the bread of life here, just for the record. But let me get back to the topic. In spite of all of the information, in spite of the tens of millions of people that watched this new documentary, Died Suddenly, in spite of all the information that thousands of people have given you concerning the truth of these experimental jabs. Anthony Fauci gets up once again. Now, Anthony Fauci, if you just joined us, he has done this over and over and over again. He's a repeat criminal. He is what the Nazis would have loved to have a part of their team. And it's what we're suffering under right now because we put up with this criminal. And what I shared with you right during the last segment there was Rand Paul is the guy, the appointed man, to go grill the likes of an Anthony Fauci. See, now the problem with Rand Paul is he's a great American appeaser too, just like Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy, Tim Jordan, they're all worthless. Ted Cruz, Daryl Issa, the list goes on. Hey, friends, if that's way out there, where's the justice? There's never any justice. See, Hillary Clinton, she's still out committing the crimes that she's always committed. Barack Obama, he's still out there piping up, isn't he? The foreign sodomite, he's still piping up. He's still speaking at will, isn't he? You have a Joe Biden in office. Where's the justice? Why are the wicked walking on the every side? Because the vilest of men are exalted because the people tolerated them. Read Psalm 12:8. What I was saying during the last segment is, Rand Paul, when you are under the assumption, or should I say the delusion, that Rand Paul was going to actually deal with that of Anthony Fauci, and keep in mind how much money Rand Paul has raised saying that Anthony Fauci is lying over and over and over again. That's his appeals. I get them on my email. I never subscribe to it. They just come to me. But he's raised how much money saying that he was going to go after Anthony Fauci. Where's the justice? And remember, during these inquisitions and these grillings that Rand Paul brought about concerning the likes of Anthony Fauci, remember that his wife was going behind closed doors, behind the backs of the American people, buying stock into Remdesivir. Same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Same thing. Same thing. They're all players, folks. If they weren't, they'd be in jail. They're all players. Now, going over to what I just highlighted concerning what they're trying to force on the people in the face of all of these facts, here, I want you to see this because, and I've showed this several times, but what it is it shows us on these websites, they're easy to find. It just tells you that these mask manufacturers, it says, why are all y'all wearing a mask? Even the box is saying it doesn't protect against COVID-19 or the viruses. That's right. And remember, this deadly virus has a 99.997 recovery rate without any vaccination. And by the way, the Lord condemns vaccination for the record. I just want to make clear. That's how they make all their money. But see, they got to create the crisis. And that's what they've done. But what I want you to see here, friends, is the fact that they don't work. The manufacturers are telling you that the product is an earloop mask. These are the product makers, the manufacturers of these masks. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus in particular, that's on the box, or other viruses or contaminants. But did you see this? I want you to see it. Gateway Pundit did another great job, and what did they do? Effective 30th November 2022, in accordance with installation guidance, masks are required on Air Force and Army bases. They're force-feeding you the lie. I want you to listen to just a moment of this, if you wouldn't mind. Again, Gateway Pundit, some of the stuff these guys put out there has been fantastic. Not as good as sonsoflibertymedia.com, of course. A little partial, I suppose. And I'm not supposed to be. I'm just having a little fun. But they have some good content over there. They reported the U.S. Department of Defense has mandated that all fully vaccinated Department of Defense workers to wear masks again, allegedly due to the high high COVID-19 transmission rate on Thanksgiving. Baloney. The burden of proof is on them. And regardless if they can prove it, which they cannot, they still do not have the constitutional authority delegated to them to force you to do anything like this. It can be recalled, reported the Gateway Pundit, that the U.S. government agencies, including the U.S. Defense and Justice Department, lifted their mask policy earlier this year. Policy! Did you notice that? It's a wordplay. Not a law. It's policy. Policy undermines the law. Listen to this. But beginning on Wednesday, November 30th, all the Department of Defense personnel, service members, DOD, civilians, contractors, military trainees, family members, and visitors to the installation will be required, not lawfully, will be required to wear a mask again when in any building on the installation. Wow! All of you in the DOD, do you see that you're expendable? All of you in the DOD and any other agency, do you not see how expendable you are? Has anybody noticed? Because I haven't. I haven't seen the president of France fall over dead yet. I haven't seen the prime minister from Canada fall over. I haven't seen Donald Trump fall over. I haven't seen Bill Gates. Oh, that's right. His kids weren't vaccinated. I haven't seen Anthony Fauci fall over. I haven't seen the former prime minister from Israel fall over, nor any of the prime ministers from Australia, from New Zealand. None of these people have suffered adverse side effects. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that's why they're not suffering adverse side effects, Brent, because they never took the shot. Do you not see that you're all expendable? Listen to this. So I'm stationed on Davis Monfan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona, and I was notified that we will be expected to wear masks on base effective tomorrow. He said, according to our source who does not wish to reveal his identity, there's the problem right there. Doesn't want to reveal his identity. He's a coward. That's why. This Army base in Flint implemented mask mandates yesterday. He continued, this is what I want you to hear. 100% of the military force has been vaccinated. Listen to what this guy said. 100% of the military force has been vaccinated against our will. But we're still required to wear masks. Going back to the documentary, Died Suddenly. Remember what the virologist said? She suspects within 5 years we're not going to have a standing hour. A standing army. Do you see what's going on here? Hey, listen, those that are in the military, 100% of you were forced to have been vaccinated. Are you kidding me? You submitted to it. You weren't forced to do anything. Because they never have the lawful standing to do it in the first place. This is what sickens me about a people that should know better. Give me a break. He said, I won't be wearing mine, but I have my own office that I can look and hide in, this person said. From what? What are you hiding from? The wicked flee when none pursue it. That's what the Bible tells us. The wicked flee when none pursue it. This is happening because the people in this country are submitting to the small, small minority that are doing their best to force this genocide across the plain. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Steve?
Pretty good. I think I figured out what that guy's hiding from. He's hiding from his own conscience. Because I was in the Army and then eventually the Air Force. And one of the things that troubled me the most was they would say that the Constitution didn't apply to us. You know, so there we took an oath to uphold the Constitution and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic, but we weren't supposed to defend it for ourselves. In fact, we were told we sacrificed it and it didn't apply to us. So now there they sit, getting shot up with everything under the sun. And the thing that offends me the most is I had a friend's daughter sit there. And they lied to her and told her that since the drug was, the sucker shot was FDA approved, she now could no longer opt out of it. But yet you can't buy what they claim they approved, so they just straight out lied to her. And I think all those NCOs and officers that did that, they deserve to be court-martialed and put in prison for doing that.
At least. I mean, because we see the potential side effects here. I mean, a lot of people, as you know, Steve, are dying from these said vaccinations. And again, it's happening on a daily basis right in front of our faces. And it suggests that they're not to be held accountable. And I brought this up before. Have you ever known of a company in any form of the word that that can produce a product and not be held accountable if there's adverse side effects. I've never heard of that anywhere on the planet except when it comes to big pharma. And so I say that what needs to be done here, Deuteronomy 19:19 comes to my aid. What they intend to do to others, you're to do to them that others also may fear. And I believe that they deserve capital punishment without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, no doubt at all. But what fascinates me is that you can tell somebody you have to have immunity for selling your product, and then out of the same mouth say that it's safe. If it was safe, they wouldn't need immunity from being sued. That not only if it was as safe as they claimed, they'd say, hey, we'll even accept personal liability for it, and they would let you pierce corporate veil and not hide behind their corporations. But not only won't they do that, they want immunity for the corporation. Well, that tells you it's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, is when you have to force compliance, I think that tells you everything that you need to know, because if it was truly effective in preventing what they claim it prevents, everybody would want it. And it's just not the case, and we all believe.
Well, hey, Bradley, have you ever had somebody show up your door, pull a shotgun on you, and say, Bradley, if you don't take this bag of gold, I'm going to shoot you?
Yes, exactly.
So, nobody forces you to take something that's really valuable and that anybody would want. They don't have to get the gun out for something good.
That's right. That's exactly right. Steve, I totally appreciate the call. I really do. Hope to see you in a couple weeks or two, my friend. With that, folks, it's the last segment here. And I got to tell you, yesterday I was walking up and down the coast. And there was an older gentleman that had a sign. And it said, you must be born again, John 3:3. And is it scriptural? Oh, absolutely it is. And he was playing praise and worship music. And, of course, nobody was listening to a thing that he had to say. But there was another couple guys down at the end of the coast, probably about 20, 30 yards away from him, that had a large group of people around them. They were entertaining the people. And I seen what they were doing. It was all vain. It was all for naught. It was just to entertain. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially for people that are, well, if they're on vacation, let them enjoy it for a little bit. That's what it's about, taking a break. When I came back, I looked at his sign, and I seen him on the way there. There was a pier there, and then I seen him on the way back, and I wasn't going to let it go without me saying something. My wife was tracking people. We do this everywhere we go. We hand out gospel tracts, a lot of grace, Galatians 3:24. And as I seen him, I walked over to him, and I said, you have John 3:3 here that you must be born again. And he said, and he reluctantly answered me. And I'm not saying that he was afraid to proclaim, because he was already out there doing it, but he was doing it in a way that feeds into the modern gospel. And it's a reproachful rather than inviting. And I asked him, I said, well, why do you have John 3:3 here? I said, I know that one must be born again. He must be born of the water and the spirit. I totally understand that. But I said, what brings men to Christ? And he said, well, the conviction of their sins. And that's right. It tells us in John 16:8 that he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I said, that's right. And I started giving him scripture. And once he started noticing that I knew the word of God, he started getting a little nervous. And I didn't go over to the beat him up. I was just asking him simple questions. And then I asked him the question. I said, so what is sin? Because I've told people on the radio show and my speaking events that 9 out of the professed Christians in America can't even tell me what sin is. And you know what he said to me? He said, sin is missing the mark. I said, it's not missing the mark. I said, more scripturally, what is sin? And he couldn't answer the question. And I said, sin is the transgression of God's moral law. And I said, the message isn't you must be born again. The message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand in Matthew 3:2. And I said, how are men to repent if you don't show them that they have violated God's moral law, which is in Exodus 20? understanding that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. He said they're convicted. I said, how are they going to be convicted without the law in the hand of Christ driving men to the foot of the cross? Folks, he couldn't answer the question. And it's interesting because the Bible tells us that the law of truth is to be in our mouth. And if people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, shouldn't we have a proper understanding as to giving men the knowledge of their sin, that they broke God's Ten Commandments, his moral law? When I give people a knowledge of their sin, that's what drives them to repent before the Christ. And without that, they're not going to go to Christ. And by the way, that's what feeds into confusion, Daniel 9:7. People are confused because these said preachers that are proclaiming the gospel, I was glad that he had the courage to do what he was doing, but he didn't know scripturally as to what he was talking about. And again, I didn't beat him up. I said, brother, I said, it's law to grace. They're not going to accept grace until they first tremble before God's moral law. And I said it's that moral law that drives men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. And I got to tell you, folks, he didn't like that. He didn't like that I was giving him line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how Jesus preached the word of God. It was, you know what the law says. You know what the commandments are, because it tells us in Romans 3 that unto the Jewish people were given the oracles of God. Guess what that is? God's moral law. Not ceremonial. Christ did away with that. He embodied that. So until men know that they broke God's moral law, they're not going to repent before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Repentance before God and putting their faith in Jesus Christ. That's what it tells us. And again, we have preachers all over the United States that don't even know how to follow the master in preaching his word. It's law to grace. The law detects our sin, Romans 3:20. And grace conquers. Read Romans 6. And until men understand that they have violated God's moral law, they are false converts, as George Whitefield rightly called them. They're mushroom converts that need to be converted again. Why do they need to be converted again? Because they've never been converted in the first place. So let's get this straight, friends. The law condemns me, but I must know the law that condemns me, that drives me to Christ, who is the author and the finisher of my faith, Hebrews 12:2, who gives me grace to overcome and faith to overcome my sins, not to get by. Okay? Romans 8:37. 1 John 5:4. Please take time and understand Mark 10:17 and understand the proper method of the master, because we are to follow him in the method of preaching the word of God and proclaiming the message of the gospel to all nations. Mark 16:15. Also read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. I'm sorry, Luke 24:48. Love you by what we do. We're going to keep hammering this, folks, until we turn the tide by the grace and mercy of God. In Jesus' name, we love you by what we do. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.